Carla Blanton is with us from Commerce Lexington. Carla, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Last week you were talking about your Commerce Lexington's public policy luncheon, which was yesterday, and our guest this morning at 9:30 will be your guest yesterday, 6th District Congressman Andy Barr. He'll be in the studio with us. I understand there was a little dissension.
Well, you know, there were some protesters down at Triangle Park, but the event itself went really smoothly.
Good.
And as always, it's great to get an inside view on what's going on in Washington, to hear about rolling back some of the financial regulations that have been onerous to community banks here in the region, find out a little bit of an update on or background on what's been going on in Syria, as well as healthcare reform. So it was good to hear from him, as always.
I know that you guys got to be tickled to death with the Toyota announcement this week.
We are, and I think all of Kentucky is. When you're talking about $1.3 billion investment in the Georgetown plant, which just says great things for the future of Toyota here in Kentucky, and you think about the 8,200 jobs that they support, and then when you add in indirect, direct spinoffs, all the auto suppliers here, it accounts for about 30,000 jobs. So it's a really important investment, and it's great for economic development, for those workers, for a lot of workers across Kentucky, for school systems and the tax base and everything.
Leadership Lexington is a wonderful program. I understand applications are available beginning, what is it, tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Yeah. Tell us about
it. So we have been doing this program since 1979, and it's a leadership development program. We've had about 1,400 people go through it. And I really encourage people to do it. It's a great way to really immerse yourself in the community, find out about everything from local government to arts and public safety to education, economic development. Some of our signature industries like equine, they meet once a month for 11 months, and it's just a great opportunity.
And Business Link After Hours, a networking event coming up Thursday the 20th. Where's that going to be?
It's going to be at the club at Spindletop. So we're excited about that. It's just a great opportunity for businesses to get together and network and meet each other and learn about each other's services.
Carla, thank you so much. Always a pleasure to talk to you.
Thanks, Jack.
Carla Blanton from Commerce Lexington.